Bank of Cardiff, this is Tyler.
Tyler, this is Chris Tipton. You had left a message for me.
I wouldn't actually
usually call any of these phone numbers back because I messed up and did one of these loans, and now I get 10,000 phone calls a day, and it's super annoying.
I gotcha.
You actually seem like you're, well, number one American. Just a normal person.
Yeah, I was just reaching out there. I was just following up there on the pre-approval we did send out to the business. Like I said in the voicemail there, you guys were pre-approved for some equipment and working capital. You said you had some bad experiences in the past with them?
Well, I just get 50 phone calls a day. No, I got good experience. The company that we have the loan with now, which is not far from being, it's almost paid off. They were fine. We just don't like that daily note crap.
I got you. They got you on a daily payment.
Yep.
Okay. What was it you were maybe looking to do here with the business? Were you maybe looking to do another working capital loan just structured a little differently, or was there any plans there you had?
Well, what I wouldn't mind doing is getting a loan that I could turn around and pay off all the business credit cards and several bills that are almost paid off that would free up my working capital.
Of course. How much in bills there did you have that you were looking to clear?
Well, we're probably looking at around 30.
30K? Okay, 30K. As far as the current working capital that you have with you, how much did you guys have left there on the balance?
What are you talking about?
That's
the bill?
Yeah.
Maybe $5,000-$6,000.
Oh, so you're almost done with the current loan that you have?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not that far from having that thing paid off. I figured what 3-4 more months it's done.
I see. What's the daily payment they have there for you then? Is it like $100-$200?
No, I think it's only like $50-something.
Oh, okay.
It's not crazy about a daily payment.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't expect most companies to.
I get my checks in, every 30 days. And, I know you do this. There's not really such thing as a pre-approved anything. Mm-hmm. But, I'm not even a lawn business anymore. I'm a dump truck business.
Okay.
Probably got me on there as a lawn business, which I do still own Tipton Lawn and Landscaping. But, we're Tipton Enterprise of Arkansas. I also own Tipton Auto Sales and TEA Trucking.
Okay.
Which is all under Tipton Enterprise of Arkansas.
I got you. So it's all under the same business name, though? It's just different operations you have there?
Yes, but I don't hardly even do the lawn business anymore. I'm mainly pretty much just my dump truck business.
What is it you do there with the dump trucks then? Is it just kind of hauling that you do there, or what's
we got several different construction companies that we haul for every day.
I gotcha. What happened with the landscaping and the lawn side of it? Was it just not turning a profit?
I've done that for like 25. No, I made really good money. I just done it for 20 some years and just got burnt out.
Gotcha.
The dump truck business, I don't have to be there all the time. I can go to the lake and enjoy myself. And, all I do is send out a schedule every day, and my guys get in their trucks and go do the business.
I gotcha. Let me try and kind of get a better picture here. So you got about 30K you're looking to kind of just clear up there. That'll obviously increase your credit. It's going to free up some more working capital. If we were able to get you approved for more than the 30K, was there anything that you might be looking to do with the business?
No, not really. I mean, I'm good to go. It showed that you're you also finance equipment.
Yeah, that's...
Which in the very short future, I could be interested in because, I buy dump trucks and I've bought several.
I see. How often do you look to make those moves there on the equipment?
I just bought a dump truck the other day.
Oh, really? Okay. So this is quite frequently.
If I run across the right deal. In fact, I was going to take the money that I bought the dump truck with. I didn't finance it. I just bought it.
I see.
putting my money back to pay all these notes off and pay all my credit cards off and everything for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And but I ran across a good deal on Duck Truck and bought it.
I got you. So let me get a with working capital. And I'm sure you're familiar with it. You know, it's based mostly off of your top line gross annual sales. What did you guys do in sales there last year for the business?
$356,000.
$356,000. Okay. And what are you guys looking for trending for this year? Are you guys about the same? Have you increased a little bit downward?
No, it should have increased.
Okay. Somewhat. Trending upward a little bit.
We had a slow part of the first part of the summer. Was only, you know, it might be about the same this year.
Okay, trending about the same. That's good.
But we have jobs already locked in, contracted in for the winter is what's going to help us.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, the winter got slow where we already have the work contracted in.
I was going to say, I would have expected the winter season to kind of be the slower part there for you, but you were able to lock in some contracts?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How were you guys able to do that? Did you guys do like any marketing or anything like that?
Nope. The companies that I've worked for the last 3 years, you know, I've moved myself up the ladder with them, and, you know, when things get slow, the people that's been with them the least amount of time, they're the ones that kind of, you know, get pushed down. Now, I'm at the very top of the list.
I see.
They called me in office the other day and said, make sure you're going to be there for us this winter. That we've already gotten, you know, several big jobs that's going to get us to the winter, so we're just going to make sure you're going to be there. But, yeah.
I got you.
Been there from the beginning, and I'll still be there.
Nice. So, yeah, definitely if you're going to have that little increase or pop there winter, you know, if you are going to be maybe looking to take advantage of some equipment, it's something we can help you out with. And the kind of the good thing, too, is once you're approved and in the system, you give us an invoice or a quote there that you get on a piece of equipment, and we can get you funded in about 24 hours. So you're immediately able to take advantage of that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. You're not missing out on any opportunity or projects there. You're able to move quickly. We're able to get you the funds that you need. And that's kind of where we've been able to excel. We actually started off only doing equipment. So we've been doing that for about a little over 14 years now. So we've just been able to create some relationships and stuff like that in the industry that just not many others have been able to do. As long as you've got
affordable rates, too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Especially on the equipment. I mean, that's pretty much your standard kind of traditional loan there. You know, it's mid-single digits. Terms are anywhere from about 2 to 5 years. And as long as your credit isn't horrible, it's usually something we're able to work with fairly quick.
No, my credit's fine.
Credit's fine? Okay. Then, yeah, the only other thing that we really look at is time in business. When did you guys start your business there?
2013.
2013. Okay, so you're about 3 years strong. So at least you have some good cash flow statements there on the bank statements there. You know, are we having some healthy beginning and ending balances there, or have we had some periods there where you maybe had negatives or anything like that?
No, not very often. I can't think of maybe once or maybe twice that, you know, in the last 5 or 6 years we've ever had any kind of negative.
Okay. Based off those three components there that I'm looking at, we should be able to get you probably close to right around that 30K marker, maybe a little bit more, maybe just a little bit less. But that's right.
Yeah,
in
I definitely don't need any more.
Okay, yeah, is that a pretty accurate number?
Are you gonna do this daily rate thing, or is it a monthly bill, or what's
so
the deal with it?
Yeah, so first-timers usually get in on the daily or weekly. If you're pushing more for the weekly, I can put that in with the underwriting.
So you're no different than the rest of them I've talked to then.
In what sense there? I mean, we do daily, weekly, and monthly on the payment structures. It's just going to be a matter of what you get approved for.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I've got your number. If I ever run across any equipment or anything, I'll holler at you.
Okay.
You know, I can always go to my bank. Sometimes that's just a pain in the ass.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you don't want to deal with jumping through hoops, if you want some answers here
a bank, I'm looking at 7-8%. You know, I'm not wanting to pay no 14-17% on a daily rate.
No, God, no. Yeah, on the daily rate, no. It's a fixed payback amount here, so we do it a little bit differently. So you're going to know exactly what your pay back amount will be, and then however long of the term you choose, you just divvy it up from that. So there's no like variable rate or
percentage
anything.
Percentage regardless.
Yeah, yes, you can break it down into a percentage, but it's just easier for on your end and our end just for you know, the payment structure. You'll just know exactly what it is you'll be paying. But were you looking for only a monthly then, or?
Yeah, I'm not interested in that, into that daily crap anymore.
That's fine. If you want me to push there for the weekly or monthly.
I'll just keep your number. I'll probably just get this one paid off, and I'm probably going to just back away from all that, you know.
Okay, Chris. Hey, did you maybe have an email there? That way I can shoot you. That way you have it on file that way.
No, but I've got your number, and I'll call you if there's anything, if there's something that I might need from you.
All right, Chris. Well, you got my information there. If anything does come up, you can reach out. Otherwise, maybe I'll just touch base in about 3 weeks or a month if I don't hear back.
All right. Thanks.
All right, Chris. It was good talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your week.
All right, bud.